against slaughtering and burning the eggs. Sorry to the. I don't think we actually slaughtered the normal ants. We let them go about their normal business. So, hopefully, there you go. My attempt to become a good guy is doing really well. I helped not kill someone.
Yes, well done.
Yeah, I'm not very good at this, but I'm getting better.
Nice measure of the pain.
Well, I reckon if what's his name can be a paladin of the river god and be considered a paladin, then I must be a paladin of the trickster god.
Yeah, sure. You can consider yourself that. Yeah.
I should start picking up levels of paladin.
Are you lawful?
No. What's the equivalent of a paladin in chaos? Anti-paladin?
No, there is one. I'm not sure whether there is in 3.5, but certainly in Pathfinder.
Yes, I'm intrigued by the rather gung-ho and lecherous paladin. What was he supposed to be, lawful or chaotic good or something? Or?
No, he's lawful good.
Really? He wasn't when I took him to bed.
Effectively, this is the same as my paladin in Pete's campaign. He was a lecherous bastard that liked drinking and going after the women when he could.
Uh-huh.
Remember that, Pete?
Legal about that.
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly what my paladin. I mean, the thing is that being good means that you can't force anybody to do it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on your faith as well, because if you have a god which is a god of, say, chastity, then of course it would be a very...
You're breaking the law of your god.
Yeah, and marriage and things like that, which is like the Christian god, which is what they're based on, I suppose. Mm.
So, yeah.
So we killed a bunch of ant egg.
We killed the ant egg, and we came down, and there's dangerous fungi of every single type. So if you were into alchemy and poisons, who would
yeah,
do
I mean,
anything like that? It's
the
a
whole,
fabulous place to explore.
The whole thing is full of various fungi all over the shop, okay? It's not just the one or two locations. The one or two locations I pointed out have excessive amounts, but everywhere has stuff.
Well, I guess we're going to climb down a hole onto the next level down, see what's anything that's causing these giant ants to appear.
Well, I'd love to go around here and take lots of samples, but let's... Do you want me to go down a hole, or do you want to go down the hole next?
Yeah, that's all right. Okay, then.
Oh, and, Jestix, are you still in range of our mental communication?
I thought your mental communication had miles and miles.
Yes, I think it's almost into play now. I have... the tail ring of reduction, which reduced Leonora down to the size of a large cat.
It wasn't a tail ring, it was a necklace.
A necklace, or the collar.
And he's already got a collar.
But should you wish to get him into, through a narrow spot... it is yours the moment you take your lion skin cloak off.
Fine. By the way, I don't have a lion skin
cloak. You may give it back afterwards and put your cloak on.
I don't have a lion skin cloak.
Who does?
I may have had one, but I don't have one anymore.
Oh, in which case it's yours.
It disappeared some time ago.
Good.
A simple monk's robe or something.
Yeah, now a plain
monk's robe of good. In which case, it's yours if you need it. Should you need to get out of a tight spot.
Fine.
And yes, I'm intrigued. That was actually one of the clues that the genie was spying on us or scrying on us. Anyway, I thought I'd mention it while I remembered. Which hole are we going down, gentlemen? Or ladies and gentlemen?
I suggest.
Creatures.
This one. One to the northwest of where we are, from my point of view.
Ramp.
So a ramp?
And I thought there was a...
Oh. No, they're all holes. Some holes are easier to get down than others.
Are we looking at this one over here?
Yeah.
Is that the one you meant? Good.
Yeah.
Well, if you want me to go down first, just let me know and I'll slither on down.
If you want to, feel free. Otherwise, don't worry. You know, it doesn't appear to be that dangerous. Famous last words. But...
I sneak down.
Okay, then we should come out here, I think. I discovered something on one of the tabletop simulator forums that it likes if the images are powers of two in one dimension.
So you've made everything two pixels.
So I've now made the long dimension 512.
It's always worth it for scaling. So, does it come out here?
Yes, don't worry, I'm almost there.
Uh-huh. Good.
So who's going down the hill?
I will go down first, sneaking down... And as quietly as I can.
Okay. So
I've got my boots of spider climb on.
Okay.
And do I? I believe I have. Oh, I borrow or take the ring of feather fall down just in case. Back from Bjarni just in case. You're not going to be doing a lot of flying, and I'll give it back to you once I'm done.
I don't need it.
No.
Cool.
When he's using the sword to fly, it automatically does Featherfall.
Yeah.
Does it? Oh, excellent.
I can't attack if I'm Featherfall.
Aha. Cool.
It just means if he falls in the hole, he has to whip his sword out quickly.
They were in there.
It lets me go down, but complains all the way.
Yes.
Yeah. I like that.
Up again.
Can you sort of like turn it off and will it just let you free fall down? In a sort of...
I never tried and I'm not planning to.
Well, I think from what we discovered, he has to be holding it. So if he puts it away, he falls.
That's true.
Power death leap.
Can I pick up one of these dice?
Splat from above.
Yes.
Right, so. There are a whole host of ants scurrying around down here.
Okay, they're not paying very heavily.
They're not paying any attention to you at the moment.
More demonic ants, at least five. And lots of other ants as well. So we can expect a hot reception. Do you want me to toast them, or do you want to come down and blat them?
Up to you. You can wait and we'll kill him, so save his spells for something bigger, or you can vent.
Okay, I will stay on the roof and give a running commentary of when it's safe to come down and land, so they're not landing on, you know, in, right into the thick of things. And yeah, come on down. Five of the buggers. Entrance is kind of left, right, and centre ahead.
Bjarni, did you say that you're going down next?
I said third. I'm just going to let you go next, and then me okay. Third.
All right.
Because otherwise, I tend to take all the fighting.
Right. Vorpal attaches river climbing, and then. Should be down.
Oh, I still believe my spectral hand is running because it's less. Oh no, have we been 16 minutes since the last combat? Yeah, I think we have. I might have to. I will cast a spectral hand while I'm waiting. Wow. I had an incredibly hot. Chilly just now.
Oops,
so excuse me if my throat
something
disappears.
Something red just happened on the table.
Oh, yeah. Didn't like that.
Failed to load model obj twice.
Oh, that's shitty. Get rid of you then. I'll do it to use a different model. Oh, that's a shame. That was a nice figure.
We could try again.
See if any of the ones in here have got nice ones.
Why am I trying to hide and be stealthy, of course? That is my modus operandi.
Yeah, they're not paying an awful lot of interest to you.
That's fine. I'm not doing anything to upset them.
I'm just looking for some figures.
Have we established that they are, you know, low-grade evil, these things?
They've got glowing red eyes.
Yes,
the demonic ones are, definitely.
I don't think you've actually detected evil on them, but I think Bjarni has tried to smite them.
We did detect evil, and they are, but the ants are not.
We did do a detect evil.
They smited me. I did not smite them.
Okay.
So looking for.
Is there more in there than just those 5 ants?
Yeah, there's loads wandering around. Little ones as well. But they're not actually paying any attention to.
Okay. Friends and bands in the middle of them and then lays waste around them.
Okay. At this moment in time, I'm not going to bother you. Just say you kill them, because you know it's not going to take you that long.
Okay. Step to one side so the bear can land.
Watch out below.
I'm doing air traffic control. You're clear on runway 3.
Right, so I've now got some figures for when you get to the next encounter.
Okay, we descend down to the next level.
Yeah. Right, so you basically massacre this lot. We won't bother with too much with it for the moment. Lots of little ants try to bite you as well, but yeah, so what? There's a passageway going this way, and this way.
I scurry south.
Alright.
I'm going along the ceiling, just for fun. Just because I can.
You're going that way. Isabel went up the rear.
It's one of those ones that's on four tiles.
Oh, sorry. I moved Bianca, not me. I will move up as far as encounters alert me.
Right, you've got a reasonably large chamber, and there are several individuals in it.
Ooh.
Excellent. I describe them to my compatriots.
What you can see, your invisible eye, or you just spider climbing?
Spider climbing, sneaking.
Okay, I would think you need to make a move silently roll.
Yep, I would say that's good, a good one.
And then we'll worry about the hide in a second.
Give me a second. There's something about a move silently. I'm not noisy, but I'm not super, super, super quiet.
Okay, and there's a negative on your hide, isn't there? Because you moved. Just roll the hide, Ron.
If you move fast, then there is, otherwise no.
Snuck. The hide roll would be something quite good as well.
That's told us.
Hydro would be a 20. Oh, Glennie's just come back.
Oh, hits the buffy.
Right, so the first thing you see is an owlbear wearing plate armor. Okay. You see a gigantic kind of mixed ant thing with wings and, well,
it's a flying ant.
A large kind of flying ant-like creature with glowing red eyes.
It's a fucking big owlbear. Is it meant to be that big?
It's supposed to be huge.
I think that's more than huge. I mean, putting Bjarni next to it. It's a bit of a piddler.
Isn't Bjarni only large?
Yeah.
It's a huge, it's twice the size.
That's medium, that's large, that's huge.
Alright. If you want to put it worked out, that's cool.
It is pretty huge.
Huge owlbear. Gigantic flying ant cross demonic thing. Yeah, and
where's the, I'm still trying to find her. How big she?
When she's saying her, this horrible feeling, he's going to be, it's Deirdre.
Well, you get to that bit. A giant praying mantis sized, also huge. She's an egg-laying creature sitting over here, laying loads of eggs. Okay? I haven't decided whether they've seen you yet. There's also an ordinary-sized... Which one of those two are the best figures? Figures.
Quite busy in here, I suspect.
Yes, it is.
Going to get busier any moment now. Sealing the doorway?
Yeah, no, we would just retreat up this narrow passage. They can't get out. The owlbear couldn't get up here if it tried.
It could. It just squeezed its way up.
ADD question mark.
So there's a... Was there a gigantic...
There was...
Flying ant demonic thing and a praying mantis queen? Or...
No, it's not a praying mantis. It's a giant wasp thing. Giant ant wasp fiendish creature thing laying eggs. Okay?
Ah, okay. I thought there was the giant praying mantis thing was a separate thing. Okay. Cool. So
this is the giant queen thing. Let's call her a demon queen ant. Want a better word?
Yep. Yeah. Oh, the source of the demon ants.
Yeah. All right. So, do any of these four actually see you? I think it's quite likely, but not all of them are going to see you just as you poke the ground.
Mushroom would you that?
Yeah, it's a mushroom guy who's a wizard.
Okay. You could argue that mushroom wizard is invisible.
So he's what? Invisible.
No. Freya may not be able to see, but if Freya does
know... No, she can't see it. It's just for...
Yeah.
Well, actually, the only one who actually immediately notices you is the armoured owlbear.
Fantastic
stuff. It sees you, it goes, and is going to rush towards you. I'll allow you to have initiative.
Thank you. I will just retreat round the corner.
No, roll initiative.
Oh!
I will allow you to have initiative.
To have a roll of initiative.
Yes. Oh, I thought you meant to win initiative. Yeah.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
I'm not going to win with a 12, am I?
No.
Actually, you might have done because it rolled a 3.
Oh, that's a good start then.
And it's, yeah, you actually win initiative. So you poke your head round, right? And it sees you.
It goes, oh.
Yeah.
And I then pop back and say, this is going to be fun, ladies and gents. I describe what's coming round the corner.
Right, so it rushes to here. Yeah.
And roars
down the corridor.
Come back, you bastard.
Can it get to in the corridor?
Oh, it can, but it would require to squeeze and move its way through. And looking at this corridor, you think that perhaps a certain amount of large creatures has squeezed their way through here at one point.
So it will be basically confined when it does.
So it roars at him.
Shall I torment it and get it to wedge itself in so we can beat
the
crap
out of the way, you idiot?
Okay, I'm high up on the wall to one side with the popcorn.
Okay, then we can have a proper initiative for everybody else.
And there is a Lady D in there, so watch out.
I'm going to say everybody else goes on what's their initiative. Actually, I'll make it simpler. I'm myself. I'll make all of my creatures go on the same. So, roll initiative.
14.
I think you just beat Fair, was that right? Yes.
Yeah, Fair got 11.
Oh dear. 7 for Wolf and 7 and a tiny bit more for Isendel.
And 8 for Jestix. Who, given this, might decide, it's decide if there's a Lady D down there, it might be time to run away.
Brave suggestive, run away, run
there at the moment. Okay, so, Bjorni, you're the first one to go.
Yes. I move down here and roar back at the Alba. Or try and intimidate. Maybe it's brainless, it won't take any notice. That's going to be hard for you to beat. 48.
It's going to be quite hard, like with modern hip dice and stuff, isn't it?
29 on my intimidate skill.
That's good. Yeah, it's got various bonuses. You need to check it out.
And what would the effect of failure be?
I have no idea.
I can't remember now.
Minus two off stuff. Generally, for this sort of thing.
Intimidate is posed by the target's level modifier plus wisdom bonus, and then he saves versus fear. Well, it's got a wisdom save off. Where is it? Dice is that. Well, at the moment it can roll a 20. It's got any other, it's got morale bonuses, but that's not for that. Okay, so at the moment it's got a 1 in 20 chance. No, it is kind of worried by you, it has to be said. So what's the effect? You can make an intimidate to weaken and memorize. If you win, the target becomes shaken for a round. Okay. Takes a -2 penalty on attack rolls, saving throws, and arbitrary. Is that for the rest of the combat?
No, a round.
A round.
Okay. Okay, right. It is. Yeah, okay. It does seem to be concerned about that. So, intimidated, right? Then Freya.
I hit it with a ray of exhaustion. So, the ray of exhaustion is a fortitude save for partial. So it's a DC 26 fortitude, which I expect it to make, but it won't be exhausted at that point. It will be fatigued.
DC 26, but also he's at -2. So there is that.
-2 for...
The only roaring at him.
Intimidate.
Excellent, yes.
27 minus those gets 25.
That's not enough. It needed 26, so now it is exhausted, which is, I think, -6.
On what?
Let me just check.
All the things that matter.
Yeah, the things that it wants. Hang on. I have this noted down somewhere. Let me just search for exhaust. Yeah, exhausted is minus 6 to strength, minus 6 to dex, maximum half speed. Cannot run.
Okay, minus 6. There's minus 3s on things, effectively. Yeah. Okay, so its armor class has dropped a bit more, and its hits have dropped a little bit.
And its damage has dropped a little bit.
So, I've just got minus 3 on here for the moment.
It's minus 6.
Yeah, but it's minus 3 on stats.
Oh, I understand. Yeah.
Okay. Jestix.
Do you want a hand?
Get your ass down here.
Which case, I stop going. Climb down the wall, run along the corridors after them. I'll be there. Be there in a little while.
How fast can you move?
Down the walls at 20 and everything else at 60, I think.
Okay, so...
But if I'm running, it's fast. Obviously, it's more than...
Yeah, so you can climb down in one move and you can then move 60 in another move. So how far is 60? Okay, so I would say you get... So you come down this hole, say. I can't remember which one it was you came down. Actually, it was this hole, wasn't it? You could continue carrying on down that hole.
Yeah, I will do. There's no point zigging around when I can go straight down.
Okay, so you get to this hole here, and then you'll clamber down as far as you can clamber. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Isn't there?
Isn't there a hole that I could...
Okay. It's holding. Wolf?
Will... do, and inspire something. How long were we wandering around the tunnels for, out of interest?
Less than an hour, I think, by now.
Okay.
In realistic terms, in D&D stupid terms, probably only 15 minutes, but in realistic terms, it didn't take me more than that.
I'm talking about for spells duration, so I've got a bark skin up, 10 minutes a level, but it's probably still running.
Yeah.
Okay. Quite greatness in... He moves sort of here and get Bjarni himself, Isabel, and possibly. And Freya, you can have inspired greatness.
Oh, so thank you kindly. Is that still at plus four?
No,
this is different. This is not courage, this is greatness.
Greatness, yes, this is different. So you have 2d10 hit points plus your con bonus on each of those rolls. And you're going to have plus 2 confidence bonus on attack rolls and a plus 1 confidence bonus on fortitude saves.
Oh, good, that's useful.
Is it what, d10 plus con for both, or 2d10 plus con?
2d10 plus twice your call.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Well, I shall enjoy having that. Oh, yes. I think I've actually got that already written down, so I'll roll my 2d10 now. I get 8 more hit points. So.
And don't forget, this stacks with your
feast.
Breakfast. Yeah, Hero's Feast.
Excellent. Hero's Feast is the minted poison fear, plus one morale on attack and will, and oh, plus d8, plus 8. I haven't actually rolled that, so I will add to d8 plus 8.
Yeah, you should do it at the beginning of each day. Wolf cast
immediately. Yep. Yes, so. What's my con bonus? 4. 4? My bonus is plus 4. I've got quite a good con. Quite good. Not nowhere near you guys, but 16 is not bad for a gnome.
That's plus 3. But
Yes. That's what I was going. Plus 4 means you've got over 20.
No, I've 18.
Over 18.
I've got 18. Yes, so my natural is 16. I have a plus 3 mod, which my ability is effectively 18. Don't know why it's not 19. Maybe there's a minus in there as well. And that means I have an ability mod of plus 4.
Yeah, well, that's actually absolutely.
That's what PC Gen says. So. And it's a plus 8.
Right, my game.
Yep.
I'm going to say you can see, Yoni. Only just.
Well, he's got to be able to see Bjarni because he's intimidated him.
No, Mr. Mushroom Wizard.
Really?
How can he see him? He's in the room.
He's right, unless he's moved a long way.
I'm around the corner of the tunnel.
Oh, he went round, okay.
No, where Mr. Mushroom was moved to, I still don't see how he.
He might have, you know, strange eyes that can, you know, on big
walls. It's possible he can't. I'm just.
I sort of assumed the edge of the corridor was there.
He can't see you. I was just hoping I could.
Well, why don't you hold your action and wait until I step out into line?
Well, okay, he can stay over here. Mrs. Ant going to do to you?
Not a lot at the moment.
Yeah, I don't think she can do an awful lot.
What we need now is that set of crab armour stuff from the watery area.
Yes, the siege crab.
Yes. With the get off of her, you bitch, line to activate, presumably.
Confront the Luathan, but it casually wipes them out in many terrible ways with a mere note of song or a small.
Thank you.
I like that idea, but I don't think it's a good idea.
Right, he can move still, can't he? I think he's still allowed to move.
Normal move, no more.
He backs up.
Well, half speed.
It's full speed.
He probably can move that far, but it's the weakness made he only move half speed.
Yeah, he gets about that far. Is it really that big? Okay. I don't really have a template big enough. Okay, but she centers an earthquake spell back there to get the corridor. Okay.
Nice.
Don't you need line of sight to the point of impact?
Well, it's a good question.
You could do it just behind Biani.
I think it's not unreasonable that she could do this, considering, as you say, it's her lair, and it's an earth spell. To me, it seems reasonable that you should be able to say, the earthquake 400 metres away, through rock.
Just bear in mind, when we come to do it to you...
I probably wouldn't have objected too much in this circumstance with that spell.
I'm happy with it. Just remember that we'll be able to use it against you in the future case. But yep. Since we're normally on enemy territory, it's not likely.
Right, so you lot get a saving throw. A reflex saving throw, unfortunately. Yes, decent.
Not great, but it's good. 23.
I think that's not enough. 8th level spell.
That'd be enough, unless she's got
24 is what you need.
Well, I'll have to have a look around to see. None of your bonuses give me plus one on reflex, do they?
Nope.
Don't think there's anything that gives me plus one on reflex.
Made it.
Okay, so you would normally get half, but you, of course, dodge it all.
And I rolled a natural 22.
But poor Freya, and of course...
I get half, yep.
Now you're getting
buried in soil.
You get Isandel and Wolf also going to have.
There's somewhat of a knee-jerk overreaction, I think.
Why?
Well, she hasn't seen who is coming, and all she's heard so far is a roar.
Okay, you're assuming that she hasn't been doing observation?
Oh, that's fair enough. If she has been, then that's okay. If she's, if she's riding and using the eyes of the ants and stuff like that, then not a problem. However... I'm surprised she hasn't organised the entire nest to fight in a more orderly manner if she has been putting us under.
Yeah.
It could all have been an evil trick to let us get in as far as possible, overextend ourselves, and then cut us off from the rear. No retreat.
See text. Oh, goodness. I've eventually find it along the character sheet, and it then says, go and look at the thing. 8d6 damage.
Pete, 2 reflex saving throws from your guys, please.
24 is the target.
Okay, well, from what?
Earthquake.
Right.
She just earthquakes the corridor.
nine. So 2 each, or
no, 1 each.
1 each. Okay.
35 points of damage for Freya.
Halved.
No, why is it halved?
Because I've got to improve dodge. What's the word?
You've got evasion.
I've got improved evasion as well.
Have you?
Yep, I am a rogue.
I thought it came in 10th.
Yeah, you got a 10th.
Let me just check. Evasion. Where's that sit? I've definitely got evasion.
Everybody uses that. But, you know, I've only just picked up improved evasion.
I'm pretty sure you need to be a 10th level.
You're right, it's only evasion, so...
That's 4 damage, unfortunately.
If you make a successful throw, it's only half.
So rocks come down and smash amongst Bjorni, making no difference to him. One of them lands on Freya. What about Wolf and Isildur?
Well, Wolf rolled a 20, so he's going to make...
He's all right.
And Isildur got 33 on her save.
Okay, so she gets half of 35.
Okay, is it save for half? Is it
save for half?
Does thingy help?
Evasion, yeah.
Yeah.
So if she succeeds, she gets no damage.
Yeah, she's a ranger, so she gets evasion.
So only Freya is actually hurt.
Boom. Yep.
Buried under a pile of sand.
For a moment.
Lots of loud noise.
Yeah.
Lots of jiggling around where we run from wall to wall, bouncing off of it.
Yeah. In the best Star Trek bridge moments, you know.
Yep.
Okay, that's all that happens with them. So, Bjorni. So, I deemed he moved back.
Yes, I saw. What a shame. But smart on your behalf, I suppose. I invoke haste on my boots or sandals or whatever they are, and I rush forward and charge him.
Okay, and my mage casts a spell at you.
That's fair enough.
He does a ranged touch attack.
Can't miss.
Which he definitely hits. He casts.
I lost the spell. Give me back my spell.
Targeting Ray. Yeah. Giving an insight bonus on anyone doing ranged attacks.
Okay, so you're easier to hit, basically.
Yeah.
From ranged attacks. Any kind of range to take.
Anyone that could see the targeting ray has improved range attacks on you.
He's basically put a red laser pointer on you.
Okay. I hadn't actually noticed this spell until earlier today.
Well, luckily I'm not a feline, so I'll continue with my 2 attacks. Right, plus 6 power attacks.
Dear.
It's only plus 6. What are you complaining about?
Poor little It's Armored Owlbear. Is he actually going to get a chance to hurt you?
Probably.
Probably.
He's huge.
Okay, that's a 46 to hit and a 47 to hit, and that's a threat.
Are you sure you get two attacks if you're charging?
I'm pasted.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, no, it's only when you're doing a full attack.
Yeah.
All right, it's just single hit.
Well, his AC dropped by one, of course. But
three.
Three, sorry.
Three.
Well, his dex dropped by three, but he's only got plus one, so it actually goes to zero. But you've also got the shaken thingy on him, so it does go.
Then you get...
Dexes do go negative.
Yeah.
If you go below nine, okay, or whatever, they go negative.
You still hit him. It doesn't matter. Yeah. You're still here.
I'm assuming, since he's an owlbear, he's not evil. If he is evil, tell me, because I've got another 2d6.
He doesn't appear to be evil.
Okay, so that's... 8 poultry, 41 points of damage.
He takes his 41 points of damage. Freya.
So soon. Okay. Pop round the corner and do an ice storm on Lady D. Mostly because that will obstruct her vision.
Yes. What size is that?
Oh, huge. 20. Hang on. I will look it up. Sorry, just getting to the right bloody page. Ice Storm is a 20-foot cylinder, I think.
Very well. You've got one.
20-foot radius, 40-foot high, and it hangs her. It basically pounds her with hailstones for one round, doing 3d6 of bludgeoning and 2d6 of cold. And it's basically you can't listen and see much.
Roll your damage, because she's not got any reason why you can't do that to her at the moment.
Okay, excellent stuff.
She probably gets a reflex save, I would guess.
No, you're just in the area, I don't think. Save and throw, none. It's one of the reasons I love it so much. So 3d6 of bludgeoning. 3d6 of bludgeoning is 8. Let me just double check if the cold damage changes. It doesn't change, so the cold damage is a 7, so only 15 points of damage, but she can't. Listening and seeing is hard.
Okay. She's not going to be happy about that. Okay. Majestix, you can clamber it all the way down to the next level at least.
Yep.
And be on your way to somewhere to clamber down. Okay. Isandel, you still haven't done anything?
Yeah, she double moves to
notices the red dot on Bjorni and thinks, oh, whang!
I can shoot him.
Whang!
She really wants to shoot Bjorni, but not really. So she's moved. That's all she can do. Wolf is going to moved to there, and he's doing another bardic song, but Bjarni won't feel the effects until next round.
Okay. Lady D will follow the wall out. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's not got a... Oh, sure. Yeah, that's right. So she ends up here.
And has to orientate. Where the hell is everyone? Can she do that and a full move?
She can do a full move. Following the wall is only 20. Mm-hmm.
Moment.
Well, why not then?
She's going to do an area effect to us.
Ice storm.
Hey!
what was it?
It's 3d6 bludgeoning, 2d6 of cold.
So that's 5d6.
5d6. Yep. Anyone got any protection versus cold?
I don't think we do at the moment.
Yes, it works out as 5d6, yeah?
Yep.
What's the saving throw?
There isn't one.
Yeah.
You've got spell resistance in my health.
Yeah, spell resistance, yes, but...
I doubt it would against her. She'll blow through almost...
So, you'll get 15 points of damage from ice, and several of you can no longer see. I'm not going to say that the seeing matters to Bjarni.
Yeah, I'm only half in it.
Your bum can't see, but your eyes can.
Get your frozen ass over here.
I'm happy I'm furry.
It's those furry toes, isn't it?
Oh, I forgot something.
What's that?
No, you wouldn't have been visible, would you, Freya, at that moment?
I was not.
No. When the fungal mage cast the targeting dot, you weren't visible, were you?
I wasn't to him. I'm kind of just a bit round the corner.
Okay.
Because it can multi-target, presumably.
Yeah. Forgot about that bit. So, he's going to Scorching Ray Bjarni. Just a ranged touch attack, I believe.
Yep.
Damage reduction for it going through an edge of an ice storm.
I will give you, not that it matters, I'll give you half cover.
Well, if you're going to give me half cover, can I have full cover because I've got like an owlbear on the other side?
No, because he's got the feet to fire into combat.
Oh, fair enough.
Agile targeted.
So it's does three rays, yeah, plus every four you get another one.
What?
So for every four levels beyond third, he gets another one.
Yeah, so three at 11th, basically.
Sorry?
It's three at 11th.
Oh, it's got three. It actually says it's got three. So, yes, it's got three. But because of the feat he's got, which is split ray, any ray spell gives him an extra one. Ooh. Which is why he could have targeted two people.
Ah, right.
So he fires four scorching rays at you.
Six.
Six.
Oh, six. Maybe. Cool.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Well, I'll have to look at that.
If each one's split.
Mm-hmm. Right, so one natural one misses you, Bjorny. I think that probably the rest hit. What is your...
Touch. Armor class is 15 normally. And I'll get what? Plus 2 because of half cover or something.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's just a single ray. You only get one extra.
No. Okay. I shouldn't complain since it's being used on me.
So you've. Oh, four, two. So three hits. Probably.
Yeah, I think it's only three hits. I'm just double checking the maths. Yes, those two are misses, but the other's not hits. So three lots of scorching rays. At 3d6?
Yeah.
Yes. 46. Hang on. 4d6. Mine are 4d6.
Split ray's more pokey if you use it with something like a single target ray, so like exhaustion or innovation or something along those lines.
Yeah. But I was thinking about that. It's not there yet. Each one is actually going to do unique damage to you, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's spell damage, so it gets through its DR.
Yeah, so it's 20... 16 and 6.
20, 16 and 6.
Ah. Save.
How high is the ceiling? Just out of interest.
At least 30.
Okay, let's check it.
And then these huge guys are not having a problem walking around in this room.
Mm-hmm.
No, my inspired greatness is soaked. It's gone.
Right, so he is no longer shaken. Yeah?
Correct.
But he's still exhausted.
Yep.
And he missed his action last go, so he can now attack Bjorny, which he shall do. But he will get minus 3 on his attacks. And he's going to give you the full 2-claw, 1-bite attack.
He's not using a really great sword then?
Nah. Minus 3, so that will be 0. So that will be 31.
Miss.
The other one is 52, 30, 39.
Hit.
Okay, so one hit with a claw, and the bite attack is minus that, so that would be 30. Is that right, 30? Okay. Doing... 16 points of damage. So 26 points of damage.
Have you minus 3 from the exhaustion?
No, I didn't.
So 23 points of damage, which is 13.
This guy doesn't to you look, you know, fiendish or anything like that.
No, I don't just, think so.
Just looks like a very large owlbell with armor. Okay. Is my giant queen ant going to do anything?
I love your spelling being exhausted. I didn't think what the hell that word was for a while.
It was just a note to remind me, isn't it?
English, Jim, but not as you know it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if he's in English.
It starts summoning a creature. Right. A creature be summoning. Right, I think that's all my people who have acted. Bjorni.
The problems you can get when
take
you...
a 5-foot step to the side, get out of the ice storm.
A step to the side.
A step to the side, another round of haste, and full attack. Okay, we have a 37, a 42, a 35.
Miss.
Sorry. A 40. Sorry. Another 40. And the last one is a... What is that? A 6? Yeah, 6. So that would be a miss. And that one's a threat as well. I think that's not a crit. Because that will only be a 22. Right, so 4 normal hits. I'll just give you it in total. Assume. Plus
157 points. Which is you rip the armored owlbear to shreds.
Oh, I thought he was going to be tougher.
So you did.
I thought it lasted a bit longer than that too. Poor Albert. Poor Dinky.
Dinky the Albert, eh?
Sadly, I'm not going to.
There's a certain scowl on Lady D's face when that happens.
My bodyguard's fallen over. He claimed he was a paladin. Don't forget to lay on hands, Pete. Hands.
That might be a wise thing. Out of the way. Out of the way. Okay. Twenty-two. plus one with this. 26 points. Trouble is, I've got three equal opportunity targets there.
Yep. I've got Wolf's going to come in soon.
Oh, he's going to go for Lady D, isn't he?
He's always a ladies man.
And then he's Mushroom Mage, which, you know, I thought Freya could probably have a good spell duel with. So, evil, demonic Queen Ant looks like
my target
of opportunity there. But there's going to be a summoned creature before I can reach it.
So, Freya, you're currently in a ice storm and can't see much.
I move around the wall.
Okay, yeah.
And then cast a spell.
Go on then.
That's an interesting one. I think I have to move to the ceiling here. And then I cast a chain lightning on Lady D. And I believe they're all within 30 feet. Or if it... Is it 30 feet of her? No. I'll do it on the demon ant, and then they're all within 30 feet of her. So that'll get all three of the buggers.
Okay, so demon ant, natural 20 saving throw.
Hang on. Yep, but it's actually not. Hang on, I'm just going to see.
And you would need to make a spell resistance roll.
Yeah, okay, give me a second. So, firstly, it does change form. It's not lightning. Hang on, it's a because this bloody thing where it changes form randomly. Just got to roll a d8 to tell you what form it is. It randomly changes into a 7, which is... it's a force effect. That's nice. Force. Lovely.
Very nice.
That's good for you, that is.
Yep, and that's an extra d8.
But you still need to overcome its spell resistance.
Okay. And thank God I've got an improved penetration. So my spell penetration base is 11, and then it's got there's a plus 4 in there as well. Give me a sec.
You need 29 now.
Oh, easy. I get plus 18 on an 11. I get 29.
For you. So nice. It still makes it save.
Yeah.
It makes it save, so it only gets half of the damage.
Yeah.
Which would be... Hang on. Chain lightning. It's the first was 16d6. And I am going to cast and use my unluck field on Lady D for this, but
the amount of damage, it's probably not worth it.
Yeah,
I'll save it for later. So 16, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 10. So that's 36, and then... come on. Sorry, just having trouble picking up the correct number of dice. Have I got that right? I think I have. That's 36, and that will be 21. So it's 57 halved.
You haven't rolled the 8.
Is it an extra dice?
Oh, there's an extra die of damage. So 57, 58. So that would be 28 half. 29 half.
29.
There's 29.
He takes 29.
He takes 29. Right.
And the other two take 14, or not. They take half the damage.
Half again.
Yes.
Half again. Okay.
The chain targets take half the original, unless they save, which takes half the half.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lady D, reflexes, was it?
Yes. Chain lightning, reflex 29.
Yeah, unfortunately for her, she fails.
So she takes the full 29.
And I think it's possible the Major might have failed as well.
Reflex.
Yep, he fails as well. So they both take 29.
Force damage is nice.
Yep. There's nothing she can do about that. 29 to him as well. That's not very friendly. Jestix. You can clamber down the hole. Okay, I think it's reasonable that you can clamber down the hole to there. And that's one move, and you can probably run into the ice storm if you wish.
No, but I'll run up to the edge of the ice storm.
Yeah, it will disappear on her round. Mine has disappeared. It's only one round. So this one has gone.
Listen, Del, you're in an ice storm at the moment.
Yeah. She casts...
Why are you moving that one?
It's gone, at the end of my round. It's only one round.
Oh, okay.
She moves out of the ice storm. You'll probably find the wall around here.
Yep, that's reasonable.
And she casts a spell on herself, which is Resistant Energy Cold.
Oh. Go for Lady D. Zap her while she's down. Or Lady D's.
Okay. Wolf.
From within the ice storm, you hear that...
Not much.
No.
Shout. Mumble.
It's minus four to hit listening.
Yeah, but he's speaking loudly. And Bjarni. The blood of ancient warriors flows in your veins. The power of the wild beats in your heart. You are more than flesh, more than fur. You are a force of nature.
This and you've got a psychic link anyway.
It was meant for those who would rise, no matter the odds, no matter the cost. Let the earth tremble beneath your paws. Let the roar shake the heavens themselves. For you are Bjarni, the paladin of Glarius, protector of the weak, breaker of chains, and the bane of all those who would threaten this land. Do not fight for yourself alone, but for all those who stand behind you.
Okay, we're passed round here.
And for the future that depends on your courage, now charge. Let them see the fury of the air unleashed. So, that was basically, I was doing Inspire Heroics, which takes a round to take effect. So that's what's been happening over the last round. The Wolf then does Inspire Courage on top of that. And moves out of here. I don't know why it's not measuring.
Yeah, we've only got to be able to hear you, so that's fine. Because we can all hear you.
Psychic link.
Mm.
Right, so, that disappears. So now, go.
Just Inspire Heroics, Steve.
Okay, so you get Inspire Heroics, as does Wolf. Everybody gets Inspire Courage now, on top of that. So everybody now plus three to hit damage. Inspire Heroics gives you a plus four morale bonus on saving throws and a plus four dodge bonus to armor class.
What a shame it doesn't affect magical damage. Oh well.
And Wolf moves forward. It's still there. The do what? Go.
It's not now because it's her action. No. It goes.
It's gone.
Not for hers. Hers doesn't go until her go again.
Yeah, but it is her go.
It's her go.
It is her go. That's why we moved it.
Sorry. Okay. Done.
spell is that? Fourth. Oh, I thought I had a 10-foot. I haven't created a 10-foot one. Anyway, she drops Flame Strike there. So that'll be DC 20 reflexes save from UT.
Okay.
She poodles off over here.
Made it.
That means you get nothing, doesn't it? Which is unfortunate.
Made it. 25.
You're not in Wolf? It.
Oh, not in it. Oh, sorry.
No, not really. It's Wolf and...
All right.
Unless she could have... Well, yeah, I think actually you're right. She could have placed it to get you and she would have...
Yeah.
I could have placed mine for it to get to Alva. Sometimes in the heat of battle, you don't quite get it right.
Okay, DC 25, you say?
20.
20, okay. Yeah, I made that.
So, there's a...
whoosh.
A whoosh of flame going there to ceiling, and it affects neither of you, even though it would have done 15d6.
And the ground goes... Well, fuck, I've been frozen and I've been roasted.
Yeah. Most unfortunate. And then she skedaddles behind the queen.
Okay. One of those every day.
Well, he wanted something to keep you occupied.
What the hell?
A
demon just appears. She, this
Yay.
Demon queen dance summons a real demon.
Thank you. It's a birthday gift just for me.
Which then decides to eat you.
Yeah, fat chance.
It is a fat chance. And as it doesn't seem to have smite, which I think is outrageous.
What?
No, but it does have quite powerful spell abilities.
Yeah.
They are gross anyway.
Right, as you're both within 10 foot of it, you can make a save both of its stench, Fortitude 24.
Made it.
Made it.
Yeah, was likely.
Fairly and
you're not, I'm not affected again, it says here.
Had a 25% chance of failure.
Thanks to heroism spell, I've got like
it's awesome. Pretty weedy, really.
Save spell.
You do?
Goodness, I remember when this used to be quite a hard creature.
Oh, yeah. Well, the second place. Tempted chance of it.
Well, it'll cast blasphemy. What does blasphemy do? Do you remember?
Yeah. What levels have been cast at? All sorts of things, but they're less powerful when you're higher level than being cast.
Yeah.
Doing the casting.
Yeah, basically equal to caster level dazed. Any. That probably means it doesn't affect you.
Bottom line says creatures whose hit die succeed your caster level are unaffected by blasphemy.
Yeah, well, it just tries to blasphemy you, not realising that you're probably more uber than it.
Yes, it hasn't figured that out quite yet.
It's about to come as a rude shock.
Yeah,
it is about to come as a rude shock.
I mean, blasphemy is a great buggering up spell against parties if you're high enough level.
Yep. But unfortunately, this one is not, because it was only a level 9 summoned spell.
Pretty good.
Which is pretty good, except, of course, you're much better than that. So, it arrives. Lady D is going to... She just did that, didn't she? She tried to flame strike you.
Demon Queen Ant. Mushroom Boy.
She casts Horrid Wilting against Freya. Fortitude.
Mm. Oh, that's fantastic stuff. Hang on.
You've got to make this, eh?
Horrid Wilting.
Oh, it's an evil spell.
Yeah.
DC 21.
Oh, well. Thank
DC goodness 21 save. Yeah, Fortitude save.
Is it only 21?
Well, she's not staggeringly powerful, really.
Well, only 21. I've still got a good chance of failing this. Fortunately, I get a roll of 34.
Fortunately for you, that means you get fortitude for half.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So, what does an evil wilting?
Horrid wilting. It sort of sucks the moisture out of you.
Yeah.
Desiccation.
Dehydration.
D6 for each caster level she has. Her caster level is what?
Caster level. At least 17-ish.
Yeah, I think it is. This particular sheet doesn't tell me. Oh, here we are. No? Yeah, I'm going to assume that for simplicity. So, we'll give you 17d6 half, shall we?
Ouch.
I've only got 16d6 here. I need another one.
I know that feeling.
Yeah, it's still one of mine.
You just... Roll an ad.
I've got one. I've created one. Right. Oh, no. That's not fair.
Yeah, it doesn't add up as quickly as you hope, does it?
52.
Halved. 26. You're whittling me down. 26.
She's extremely disappointed by that. She was expecting you to shrivel up and fall to the floor to become fungus food.
She's a wrinkled old hag anyway. I mean...
How do you tell the difference?
Yeah. Oh, what's 26?
A wrinkled old hag.
26.
I thought I got away with it.
You had to raise it again.
Oh, I mean, look at all those extra wrinkles around your eyes.
They're laughter lines. Nothing's that funny. I think that's right. Plus 26, no, that doesn't work. That plus 26, yeah. Yep, that works. Ouch.
Right. Ray of stupidity against Freya.
From Ray of stupidity. Excellent.
Hang on. That's two rays, and he needs to make a rage touch attack.
One moment, because... Oh, no, I can do that. Ah, oh, damn, it's... I thought they were going to use what they called... There's the easier one than that. I have that loaded up in my ring of reflection.
What, ray of enfeeblement?
Yeah.
No, feeble mind.
Yeah.
But it can cast a what's it? Can it do? It reflects automatically, but can it do it a spell?
No,
because it's a ray of stupidity. You haven't got that one, have you?
No. Can't counter it.
Can't counter. Okay.
No. What's your... unfortunately, the first one is, for you, not so good. She only gets a 9.
What's my DC? What's your DC is what you're asking?
No. What's your range?
My touch.
Yeah.
My touch... It's AC. His range touch. What's... My touch AC.
Yes,
Is what he wants. I'm just scrolling to the top of my list.
I'm assuming the other one, which is going to be 24, is a hit.
Yeah, my range touch is 18. My touch is 18, so one miss, one hit.
You lose. Where's it gone? 4 points of intelligence. If your intelligence has dropped below the point where you can cast certain spells, you can't cast them at the moment.
Well, fortunately, my int is adequate.
Don't you use charisma?
Yeah, if only she used int to cast spells, but she doesn't.
As we can see regularly.
How would he know that?
Yes.
He's a wizard. Oh, no, he's a sorcerer, actually, but it doesn't matter. How would he know that?
So my int has gone down by 4, so it is now 17.
Yeah, but it still could have been really good.
Could have been horrific.
And 2 would have been even better.
They would have been yeah, that would have been really quite difficult for me. But okay, that's them done, isn't it?
Yeah, they're done.
Good.
You're mine. Smite. Well tasted. You ready for this, Dave? It's going to make you cry.
You go and killed it. I didn't expect it to last more than a round.
No, let him roll it. Go on.
Yeah, roll the damage.
Okay, the hits are going to be 47.
Yeah.
40. Okay.
Unless you get the, like, 23.
No, they're all hits.
Yeah. Which I imagine for you is just rolling a 1 or something.
Well, it's fourth blow. It's quite possible, I would imagine.
Yeah, but on my most feeble blow there, I still got a 34. So,
more chilly meat is needed. Then, hurry on.
It's going to be a minimum.
I thought you'd have finished by that by now.
Oh, I've got this much left. I'm wondering, supposedly you could put chilies in mead and leave it for a while and it would become chili mead. Or you can try to brew it. So I might just stick some chilies in one of our meads.
Okay. An absolute minimum is going to be 375 points of damage.
Okay, so...
Ouch!
Yeah. Using the Excelsior, it sings loudly about demon slaying, and there's large amount of demon black ichor spread around the room as bits of demon body go everywhere. And of course, seconds later, it will fade out into nothingness because it wasn't really here anyway. But, you know.
Brush it. That would have been a good mantelpiece. Trophy.
Wipe some demon off me.
I saw, assumed on the inside of your shield, you've got a whole raft of them with little ticks against them.
No, I wish. I haven't been attached to keep account. Okay. My gaze levels firmly on the demonic ant queen.
Just as its brain is dying and he's fading out, I'll get you another time.
He won't. He really, really won't. Don't even bother.
This is the demon of hopefulness.
I really like it when you pump me up and boost me all over the place, Wolf. Because
you're pretty much as boosted as I can sort of give you. I mean, I could give you a haste, but.
The last one was good because it saved my sandals for this fight.
Right, Freya.
I'm just. I've moved a lot of my stuff around last week and I can't find the bloody thing which says how many. Oh, two additional. Oh, good. I think I'm going to try casting two spells. So I invoke my second action. Second double action of the day, second and last. So I can't.
It's a standard magic item that does that called a belt of battle or something.
Now, what am I going to do? Firstly, I will return the favour and cast a feeble mind upon the mushroom wizard.
I was contemplating having him just sit there using his greater dispel or whatever.
Yep, it's very useful, but...
So he gets a save, yeah?
DC 28 will.
Yeah.
At minus 4.
At minus 4.
Yeah, I think he succeeded. I don't think he's good enough.
Yeah, and we get because he's minus 4 because he's a magic user, so...
Yeah,
he has failed.
He's now bye. A proper mushroom.
That's how you do it.
I wonder if there's a special get out of jail.
Or slice thinly and put on toast.
Fungal intelligence.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, because he might be immune. He's immune to all mind-influencing charms, compulsions, bandas and patterns, and morale effects. Immune to poison, sleep, paralysis, polymorph, and stunning.
It's an enchantment compulsion.
So that means he's probably not affected, isn't it?
If it's any chocolate compulsions, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It says compulsions. Yeah.
Is it a compulsion? I mean, yes, I don't think it's... So, hang on, let me see.
Mind-affecting, enchantment, specialist, compulsion.
Yep.
He's immune.
Yep.
Lucky him.
It's an alien brain.
I hadn't expected that.
Nor had I.
Okay. I just thought it was funny that he was a mushroom. I just created him as a mushroom because I thought it was funny. He's a my whatever thingy.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck it.
The mushroom man.
And then I shout.
When I thought of a mushroom wizard, I thought, that is so cool.
we have a fish already, so why not?
Yeah.
Okay, I shout.
And it was like when I thought of having an ogre mare with armor. Just.
What's the DC on your shout? Anger. The DC on the shout is 29 fortitude for partial.
Range?
Okay, where are you putting this?
The range. It's a shout, or a greater shout, technically. The range is 60 feet, so if I have to go a little forward, I will, but
Is it a line? Is it an arc? Is it
a cone?
It's a cone. So it's a devastating yell deals sonic damage, stuns creatures, damaging objects.
And how big is the cone?
60 feet.
Okay, so you're there, and it's going to get them all.
Yeah.
Right, no problems. And so they all need to make a fortitude save.
And yeah. I need to make a... do any of them have spell resistance? I need to make a spell penetration for anyone who doesn't.
The Demon Queen has spell resistance, so I'll wait on her for the moment. I think she fails. Lady D might fail. Lady D's fortitude. It's not going to be that high. She gets 24.
Not enough.
20 target. This is my strongest spell. Is target is 31.
And Fungi Mage fails too, and you now need to overcome the spell.
26. Is my spell penetration is 26. 26.
I don't think that's enough.
I think it was 29.
It was 29 or 27.
Okay.
29.
Damn.
Right, so
I rolled very badly.
But you did succeed against two of them, so...
And actually the two I really care about.
Yeah, so how much damage did you do?
16d6 maximized.
Yep.
That's 10d6. Pardon? No, it's 6. Oh, it's 10d6. So 10d6. It was the other one, which is this. So 10d6. So that's not that one. And yep. And it's not changing because this is the first spell. Oh, and it's only got one in chance. 10 chance of changing form. No, didn't change form. So it's only going to be 10d6. Do you want to each or once
and
they both?
Just when they both get it.
Yeah.
So 33 points of damage.
Okay, so they both get 33 points of damage.
And they're stunned.
And definitely
struggle. Yep, let me... still getting used to this one. This is one of my new ones. So greater shout. Is that the shout greater, I think? It would help if I could actually spell... Shout greater, yeah. Any creature is stunned for one round and deafened for 4d6.
Okay.
So they are
spells more difficult.
Yeah, they're stunned. They are.
Well, very very difficult if you're stunned, but when you're deafened, I think you have to make a roll to cast a spell or something.
But they are, yeah, they're deafened and they are also, yeah, the stunned means they can't really do it. But
then
four d six rounds. Do you want the 4d6, or are you going to roll that? Because it's not something we would know.
Well, if it lasts more than four rounds,
yeah, there is that. So they are deafened and stunned for one, deafened for at least four.
So would that be just somatic components if you're deafened?
That's a good question. Probably.
A 20% chance of spell failure when casting spells with verbal components.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Right, we'll worry about that when it happens.
I'm then going to do a 20-foot move back out of sight, out of line of sight.
Okay, Jestix.
I run in and whack the Funkai guy.
Oh, he just said nothing to you.
God,
you've done nothing to you.
You covered a lot of ground very quickly.
Yes, that's what counts for being fast.
I think that might be Glennie home back from the lash. Yes, I'm just going to go greet my wife. I'll be back.
34 to hit.
Yes. He's only AC 11.
Ah. that's 19 damage.
Yes. There's just like this. You run in, you do like a strike straight to the chin. He goes over and hits the back wall.
Oops.
But you had almost killed him before.
Okay. That was unexpected. How much damage had he taken then?
52-ish.
Oh, okay. Right.
He's only a mushroom.
That good.
No, that's fair enough. I mean, he's a wizard, Harry.
But not as we know.
One thing, I like him.
Yeah, well, you could cut another one.
Yeah, I can make another one of them.
He can pass himself along by a spore.
Yeah. He's got loads of ray spells, he did. I picked all the ray spells, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh well, damn. Right, so Isendale. Go on, you want to hit Bjorn. You can see the red marks just there. Go on.
It's starting to fade out now.
There they are. Just before you could get +4 to hit.
She is going to shoot.
Have a meal. Don't go near the chili.
That bad, is it?
I think Glee doesn't like particularly hot foods, so given how we've made a super chili.
She's from the land of hot, isn't she?
No, but they don't like chillers.
No, physically hot.
They like sweet stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I assume that.
Yeah. Island to island, they like different food. In the Caribbean.
All right, she's going to shoot the bug.
Okay.
She's guessing it counts as an evil outsider.
Possibly.
But she gets bonuses against evil outsiders. Not huge bonuses, but
I must admit, I would have thought she would count as an evil outsider, but this is not saying that. Let me go and double check while you're doing that.
Alright. I'll make some attack rolls. Is it evil outsiders or demons, devils,
daemons? Yeah, I know, but it's a half-fiend.
So it's half-outsider.
Yeah. Oh, actually, she does get smite good.
Then she should count.
She should get smite good, yeah. Actually, I think it depends on how many hit dice she's got. She gets... Give something to corporeal creatures with intelligence of such and such.
Yeah,
Okay. The teacher's type changes. Sorry, the creature's type changes to outsider. Yes.
Cool.
So my the calculator program I'm using does not do that.
So AC 36.
That sneaks by.
That hits, you say?
Yes.
Okay, so hit.
She has acid resistance and cold resistance or whatever.
Oh, cold resistance, okay, that's a shame.
10. We'll assume you're using magic arrows.
Yep.
DR10.
Sorry about that. So,
DR10 after I take off magicness, or otherwise it would be DR10.
Otherwise it would be.
Okay. So I ignore the cold damage. Welcome. Damage.
How much? 75
points of damage. There's four arrows. No, just where to hit.
So she's now on 104.
Yep.
Wolf will charge across and leap on Lady Deirdre. Chatting, you shall not affect this land anymore.
Can you wait for a bedroom?
He'll go for a 5-point parry with his axe, great axe of human slaying. Or human bane, I should say.
Surely it's a great axe of babe slaying.
Did the what happened to the mushroom mage?
He got crushed.
Yeah.
By Jessix. Oh, fantastic.
Right. I have a whack against her.
Would you like to rephrase it?
No, he wouldn't.
No giving her a pearl necklace.
So, can I hit her?
Yeah.
If you wish. Nothing to stop you.
You can hit on her all you like.
Although, there might be an attack of opportunity. Thinking about it.
Everything was all right and I was going to get there. And
you can always tumble past it.
You can try to tumble past it.
I actually am charging here. Yeah. That's running.
If you were charging, probably not.
But if you run, you can tumble.
But I rolled a 20 over lots. Well, easily. I leap over its feeble attempt to smack
it. Impede you.
And then fly to Lady Deirdre with an AC 39 to hit.
39. Yes, that sneaks past.
So 10. Does she get this human?
She's a half elf.
Was that apparent to me when I put from before?
Probably not.
Okay.
I mean, you didn't really get that close to her last time, did you?
Does that still affect her then? Because she's a half elf?
No.
I don't know.
She's half human.
She's half human.
Yeah, I think the Harvels are affected by both sides of things.
I think so.
Nineteen, twenty-nine, forty damage.
Okay. Defend herself and she can move.
In a stunned state, yes.
Right, the Queen decides you need to be eaten.
Not going to go for the paladin.
Unfortunately, somebody more important is being attacked.
The Queen's Queen.
Yep. Also, the paladin's not standing next to it.
Not yet.
Oh, goodness gracious me. Oh, how did that happen? I didn't do anything. I like that. That somehow miraculously twos changed to tens. I rolled a two and then I looked back and they were tens.
Yeah, of course.
Sure, it's not binary. He's using burning 36. Dice, you bastard.
36 to hit. Twice.
Normally that would hit, but I am particularly heroic at the moment, so it missed.
Okay, and then there's a bite of measly 34.
Again, that misses.
I'm the queen is not... The demon queen ant is not impressed. Is there any reason why I've got more numbers against you? Is anything here? You're good?
Yeah.
Could have smite you.
He's good, but he's not great.
He's heroic, but he's not good.
Nah, I should have saved the smite for the paladin.
Yeah.
Far more sensible.
Okay. Lady Deirdre will attempt to move back from you.
Right.
Is she allowed to tumble?
In a stunned state, I'm not sure you can.
But if she can do a withdraw action, she doesn't have to provoke.
Well, yeah, she'll do a withdraw action.
Yeah, withdraw, I'd say, a passive action.
Clutching her head, she struggles around the legs of the beastie.
Yeah. Well, she probably would dodge through the legs of the beastie, but...
Yeah, whatever.
Calling reinforcements.
Oh, is that... That's just Hunter. Hunter would have followed in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Freya?
That might go.
No. Freya?
Oh, giant ant's coming. Excellent. Roughly how much do they... What's its are they?
There's five, and you think there's more behind them.
There's cool. There's no giant ants.
Okay.
Force wall.
Yeah.
Anyway, before that happens, Bjorni's go.
Haste, charge, smite! Oh. Need to flip some spikes.
Don't push her too hard yet, because we haven't got the... Dimension anchor in, and she'll just disappear.
No, I'm smiting the demon at me.
No, that's my thought. Yeah, I just thought, do I actually block? I could just leave leave Isindel to guard the tunnel while I try dimension anchoring her. Because we've got to get that done soon.
You could feeble mind her false failure.
Yeah. That was actually what I was thinking of doing, because I reckon she'll have learnt how I took out her simulacra, so I'm using different spells this time.
Anyway, haste, charge, smite. Let's go for it. It's 11 point power attack. That would be not quite a threat, Sabby. So, 46 to hit.
Yes.
I assume it's pretty big.
It is huge.
That's going to be painful. 93 points of damage.
Oh, 197 damage taken. Still standing. Okay, Freya, now you'll go, and you notice that there are loads, and there are more giant ants following up, by the way.
Block the tunnel.
Okay. Yeah. Put a wall of force across here, please. Floor to ceiling. Damn, that cost me a round. I was looking forward to blatting her a little bit. Never mind. These things happen.
The giant ants could have.
There's lots of them.
Yes, yeah, so but they're just minor speed bugs. What's the
Maybe minor speed bugs for you.
Yep, I'm gonna.
I will tell
everybody with this.
This isn't the real lady D.
And then I attack the real Lady D. Or I would attack this Lady D.
The spell she's done, with, the thing she's yet done,
another,
we're nowhere near what the other mind. One did.
Look, we know it's not going to be the real Lady D because she's too much fun as an NPC. But the characters...
Don't.
Well, we simply see she hasn't... People mind force failure. Like yet.
What was that, Tim?
She hasn't wild-shaped or anything interesting yet.
No.
Which is the previous one. The previous one did that at a drop of a hat.
So?
Repeatedly and often.
Yeah. So this isn't the real Lady D.
No, you can't jump to that conclusion.
It's a feeble-minded Lady
you
D.
You may
now.
Disagree with me, but I can't.
You can jump to it. Your character can jump to it. But just because she hasn't wild-shaped yet, there's no indication of that she's not the real Lady D.
Yep. So... I move the maximum I'm allowed. I'm still on the roof, and I zap her with a feeble mind, and I'm going to use my second and final unluck.
Excellent.
Okay, well, that means she can't make her will. Yes?
Yep.
Okay, which does what to her?
Feeble mind is particularly unpleasant. It basically reduces her int and wisdom to one, I think. Hang on. Just double checking. Okay. Yes. Int and charisma scores drop to one. The creature is unable to use intelligence or charisma-based skills, unable to cast spells, unable to understand language or communicate coherently. It knows who its friends are and can follow them, but that's about it.
Okay, right. She stands there. Jestix.
I burn a 6th level spell, or 5th level spell. Move across the room to her, tumbling past the back of the spider, or whatever, and then do a full hasted action on her. My haste down by one.
Yes, considering she got
37. 37, 29,
glorious,
and 32.
Yeah, we'll be it.
I was hoping to get a threat in there somewhere, but there you go. It's 11, 18, 24. 84 damage.
That's gotta hurt.
How are you doing a full action after you move?
Because I burnt a 5th level spell.
Special power.
I can burn a spell, get a move and a full combat action.
What was this from?
The staff.
Cool.
80 what, sorry?
84.
So that'd be 101. So 201.
Yep.
Tasty. Isn't it?
So the Demon Queen Anne is still going, huh?
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Not for much longer.
No. She'll start shooting, and if the ant falls, then she'll transfer the remaining things onto Lady Deirdre. AC 32?
Yep.
The 21 damage for the first blow.
Eight.
218. 21.
Okay. Is it still there?
Yes.
Okay, another 22 damage, something like that.
Still there?
Damage for the third arrow.
And that kills it.
Damn it.
And,
No, the queen ants died. Oh, no.
AC 32 on Lady Deirdre.
That hits. Do you want me to do the word? Yes, it hits.
Against her, so 22 damage.
How is she still standing?
God. She isn't anymore.
She's stuck to the wall.
I think she's running down it, isn't she? Or oozing down it.
Okay. Down Wolf. Do anything?
Examine the...
Run and talk the spiders, the other ants out.
We didn't know about
them.
You do,
yeah,
know,
I
you
told
do
you.
Know. Yes, you do know about them, because we've got a mind link.
Yeah, okay. they're about to eat Isandil and I.
Yeah, there was a conversation about should I put a force wall. No. Feeble minder.
Okay, so... Well, I'm not going to be able to do much about them this round, but I can certainly move. He'll have a look around to make sure that nothing seems to be obviously regenerating.
Good call.
Well, spot on.
Hence my use of the word obviously. Two.
Nothing's regenerating.
Roll a... Listen, Jack.
Oh, much better than listen. 10.
Well, there's a lot of noise around you, and there's a lot of noise from over here.
Okay, so a no on the obvious regenerating, then, I'm guessing?
Yep,
correct.
Wolf moves out to there.
As the
swarm.
The bunny killer comes back out of the bath. You have to kill her at least 3 times.
So he'll kick the big cat queen thing. Peer at it, and then come over towards the sound of the whatever it is that's coming over here. More ant things. Okay, that's it for him.
Bursting out of the wall here. And another one on this wall.
Oh, thank goodness for low spot rolls.
Yes. I thought to myself, oh, you'll notice.
Are this lot making a noise like dum 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 dum?
Basically, yes, and there's another lot behind them as well. Jeez. You don't need a second Freya. No one needs a second Freya. As much as I would like to say that they come out and immediately attack you, I think it's unreasonable to say that they've just burrowed out of a wall and then immediately attack both of you.
I agree.
Are the demonic ants demoralised by the lack of their queen?
Or do they look quite as an opportunity?
Yeah. Or do they go berserk?
Yeah. Option three, Bjorni.
Fuck you. So these things. I'll just do a full attack on the one that's next to me. Since they're the things that are taking me apart the most over the last. Okay, that's a threat. a 38, a 33, and what's that, a 7, a 22.
This appears to be a different one.
A different type.
Super be better mega or worse.
Adamantine embedded ant hex.
No, this one doesn't appear to be as good. I don't know why.
She hasn't had time to soup them up.
That would actually probably be true. But I thought I had one that had been souped up. I think these are the ones which actually haven't got things like claw, mage claw and stuff, whatever it's called. Magic claw and stuff.
Magic fang.
Yeah. Which is reasonable, because she wouldn't have had time. So,
there's not enough diamonds on the continent left to do permanency spells on these things.
No. She has a kind of telepathic bond with her creatures, which she can cast spells through.
Oh, wow.
You as players might figure this out, now I've told you, but it's not within the realms of impossibility, considering all the other things she seems to be able to do. For example, all the anti-eggs.
Ant-hegs
that you saw outside, all were buffed up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Unreasonably so.
They were unreasonable. These ones are not, because she hasn't had chance to buff them.
Okay. I take it.
Like, the ones coming in here also have been buffed up. Yeah.
I take it this one, 22 misses on it.
No.
Oh, it hits.
You hit it. That's why I'm looking at it going,
Okay, so we'll start off with the first two crits, which might kill it. That will be 120 with the first blow.
You didn't quite kill it.
It dies on the second plane.
Yes.
And I can't reach the next one for a cleave. So that's it.
What I'm sad by is that I must have only created the souped up version with the web tool. I didn't save the PDF. Because it was gross. I must have only saved the non...
Gross version.
Gross version.
That's a shame.
Phew. I think it's my turn.
So, yes, you kill that one, and then it's Jestix's go as the other one comes out.
No, Freya's go.
Oh, Freya's. You've got loads of them that come past you.
Hmm. Yeah, it's time for an area effect spell, I think. But they're demonic. Do we know if they've succumbed to fire before?
We've never tried.
Well, let's give it a go. What could possibly go wrong?
I'll
womp a big fireball into the middle of them all. The front rank it's 30, and I'll probably put it somewhere on the corner, about where the corner
is.
That's going to get you as well.
Against you and...
Well...
It's only so far around the corner you can see.
Yeah. You can't put it in the wall, unlike her.
Yeah. But if it's there, I suppose, yes, because it's not line of sight, is it?
No.
Yeah, so... It's...
You could move across the wall.
But wherever it is, you can
move. If I move back a little, then I can... Yeah, the problem is I'm casting it at short range, aren't I?
Yeah, yeah. So wherever you go.
Yeah, it has to be line of sight. And I'm quite close.
Yeah.
Let's see, what other lovely areas of effect? They're almost certainly going to be immune to what they call electricity, aren't they?
No idea.
Most demons are, or demonic things have. Well, certainly everything I seem to meet.
It's a difference between demons and devils.
Demonic, yeah.
And fiendish.
These things aren't as powerful as full-blown demons. They're just, you know...
They've got minor resistances.
Yeah.
Okay, in which case, Fireball, you had one which could just about get the front rank, but not us.
Well, wherever you go, it will get to you, because you can't get...
That was a 20. That was a 20, not a 30.
Yeah, so...
30, you can't move far enough away to actually not get in it.
Yeah,
also, I will shout at them. I will move 20 feet, so I'm above Wolf, and I will shout at them.
That's that 10, 20.
Oh, no, 60-foot cone.
So basically...
Yeah, okay.
If I can move over towards Hunter, that would be great, because I can get around a bit round the corner. But basically, I blast a shout down the corridor.
Okay.
Which is all good fun. So, devastating yell. It is affected by spell resistance, but it's a DC 31. Okay.
There's five of them in the row, I'm assuming you'd get.
Yeah,
maybe one round the corner.
Okay, you can roll six spell resistance rolls.
Okay. What's my... Hang on, sorry, just turning round my... Nope, that's not me. Sorry, I've just lost. Because I turned 180, and so I'm just getting back to my own dice. Okay, I'm back there now. I should have it on the camera, but ho hum. Okay, so this plus this is my spell penetration, isn't it?
Yeah, you got six of those.
It's okay. What's my target? That's plus 18, so 31.
Yeah.
36. No, yeah. More than that. 30.
Yeah.
20.
Can he fail on a 1?
Probably. I've got plus 18, basically.
I don't think so. I think it's only attack rather than saves you fail on.
28.
Then you get them all. Right, so.
Okay.
If it's plus 18, you get them all.
Do I get one around the corner? Because I didn't move to try and get it.
You get six.
Yeah! Okay, 10d6. There's a DC 31 fortitude.
Oh, they don't get saved, do they? Oh, they do get saved.
Yeah.
They do.
41.
31 fortitude. It's horrific. It's my bestest spell. My new fave.
No. No, they all fail.
Okay, so they all take the... Oh, let me just see if it changes format. Sorry, that's a 3 on that one, so no. Doesn't change energy type, so it's sonic, and it does 46 points of damage.
So it's sonic.
There's a lot of sixes and fives.
No there. Resistance to sonic. They go boom.
So, three.
Boom.
Well, he went boom, and they went boom.
They are crushed. Their carapaces crack.
And there's just goo and ichor everywhere.
Goo and ichor spurts out their eyes.
You hear an enjoyable laugh across the psychic media.
I'm not sure you do, considering the loud noise that's just happened. But anyway, now Jestix.
Well, I will use my boots of haste again and attack the Anheg. As it's there, and it'd be rude not to. Forty-three, thirty-seven, twenty-nine, a miss, and a 23. So 23 might be a marginal.
No, hits.
So that's four hits. Sixteen, 31, 71, 79.
No, it's not dead.
Damn, I thought, hoped he started with minus 160.
That is Zindel.
Zindel trots forward to meet the onrushing horde and breathes fire down the corridor.
Zindel breathes fire shock. Line of fire?
Line of fire.
You could do all
a cone, but it's going to be the same.
Get them all. So the DC 20 saves. Oh.
Reflexes?
Yeah.
There's four of them there, isn't there? No, fail.
Okay, 50 damage.
50 damage?
Yeah.
Wow, that's better than my 8th level shout.
Yeah, you can do that. That's good. Today, so you can do it once.
Only four. Gift.
And it was a bumped up power as well.
Yeah. Wow. That's impressive.
You can get a feat to make the DC bow. And I think you can get feats to get more breath weapons as well. More times a day. Somewhere. I can't remember if I saw that in Races of Dragon or the other one.
The DC does actually go up based on the hit dice, so at least there is that.
Yeah, but you can get a plus two. There's one specifically, which is one which is pick any special effect thing, special ability. And it will increase the DC by two. And I think there's an improved one as well, somewhere.
That would come in handy.
That's a useful one, if you think about it. And I think there's another one which is an improve your dragon one breath weapon thing as well, somewhere.
This is a dragon breath weapon.
Yes, what I mean. There's a specific dragony one, but there's a one which any monster can pick.
Okay. Well, are those rules online at all? Anyway,
they're all in the multitude of books that you're allowed to pick from now.
Yes, but yeah. I didn't have access to the multitude of books that I'm allowed to pick from.
I'll try to remember to put them somewhere. Okay.
Or even if it's just certain bits, but yeah, you can get the whole book on there, so maybe I'll be. Okay, she's done that. She's breathed. She clean the corridor.
Then we're back to Wolf.
Wolf.
Thanks for running over here to watch that.
Wolf looks up at Freya and looks down at Isabel. Scratches
his ass.
Looks around at the ankake behind him. Delays action. Okay. Run over there if something should happen.
Okay, so it will therefore try to bite Jestix. No, I don't think an 18 is going to hit you, is it?
No.
Keep an eye on Lady T's body.
Okay, Bjorni, you'll go.
Not much left, really, is there?
Lady D's body?
Which has got an ant egg over it.
Do you want help with the ant egg, or are you happy with finishing it off?
Either way.
Yeah. I'll stand on the side and do a little chant and dance. Rah, 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 go Jestix.
You're not as good as Bill.
I'll be ready to intervene if something goes badly wrong.
Intimidate the ant-hag so it goes away.
Or something else arrives.
Yeah.
Okay, then Freya, do you want to do anything?
Yes, running for Lady D's body.
Okay, well, you need to get over there, but currently it's underneath the ant-hag.
That's fine.
Well, should we say it was or is? Maybe.
Well, Freya's still moving.
That was me done. That's as far as I can run. Flat out.
Lady D is under the antech, but maybe.
Yes, maybe. We don't know. Yeah. We don't know yet.
That's what I'm very keen to find out.
That's where it fell. Yeah. Well, I will beat on the antech.
Intimidate it off so it moves off?
No.
Okay.
I don't intimidate.
I'd be pretty scared.
Four hits.
Yes.
Twenty-seven plus 75.
Yeah, that gets it. It's missing its special powers.
Thank God.
So, does it go quiet?
Yes. Well, there are ants still wandering about. There are no dangerous ants wandering in trying to eat you.
Is Lady D's body still there?
Yes. Though not far away from it is one of those bushes.
I will move the bush away.
Well, it's probably picked to the ground, isn't it?
She missed her opportunity to port out.
Zap out, yes.
Because you stunned her.
All my spells were designed to basically try to disable her abilities like that. So, yay!
Shout was quite effective, actually, because two of them failed to save.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the stun, the lack of.
Yeah. I had decided that she was going to leave.
She stopped
her leaving because she couldn't use her spell.
Yep, and then she couldn't. And then she was feeble-minded. Which stopped her leaving again. So yeah,
she walked to where it was on the previous action while she was stunned.
Mm-hmm.
Then Freya feeble-minded her, so she couldn't do it then either.
Uh-huh.
I assume she's got a defense against force caging her this time, so I deliberately didn't use the same attack. I think we did well there, but I am burrowing under an anheg.
Yep, there's a body there.
I think we all congregate around Lady Deirdre's body. We need to take this with us. We need to search for the Titan.
This young lady does look rather fit and healthy and new-like.
Ah.
It's another clone. Who would have thought? And I avoid Justice's gaze.
Would the real Lady Deirdre please stand up?
Third time's the charm.
Okay, we drag a body out and I search it, looking for magical items. We'll search all the bodies. And the entire room.
Yeah. There's a whole raft of weird-ass alchemical kind of oils and stuff in here.
Yet again, the sort of thing she was using before to...
Yeah,
I've done a fair amount of analysis of her oils before, and I've got a good alchemy skill. I won't necessarily do it now, but I will treat them with great care, but rack them, stack them, and categorize them.
We'll
analyze them later. Yeah, we'll analyze them later.
Particularly with things you don't recognize.
She's got an amulet, she's got a ring, she's got a scimitar, and she's got some kind of leather. No, actually.
For this?
Her kind of clothes look like they're much more tougher than they really should be.
Is it the same? We've seen this before, where they have some sort of change cast on leather armor or something, so that it's,
it looks like a dress.
Yeah.
Sacred. Well, actually, or something.
Yeah, it's glamoured, as it's called. What it's called.
Yeah. It is actually proper leather, but it's made to look like a dress.
Yeah, and it can moves around like a dress and everything.
But does glamour allow the change of effect then? It's not just an appearance.
No, it is just appearance. To us, it looks like a dress. But
if you wear it, it's plus three leather or whatever it may be.
Yes, it is plus three leather. But I think you've worked that out from the previous one. I'm not totally sure. Mm-hmm. It is the same stuff. And she's got a cloak.
Excellent. That's okay. I do cast a detect magic to make sure we don't miss anything in this room.
There are several spells that are fading on her body.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there are some spells fading on some of the other creatures that you've killed.
How about we get rid of this plant in here?
Yep.
I burning hands it.
Pretty cool. We need to get rid of the roots as well.
Okay.
We'll pull it up.
We should have done that before you incinerated it.
I'll incinerate the roots as well. It's I'm not short of burning hand spells. Oh, I'd be. Let me just double check. I've swapped burning hands out. I might have to do something heavier. Yeah. I'll scorching ray it. That is no more. Okay. I use massive overkill to make sure that plant will never ever come back, no matter how good a botanist.
Okay.
I search the room. Top to toe.
Apart from some comfortable places to sit and things like that, and some, you know, like ordinary domestic items.
I have the invisible servant gather all the eggs into one place. And then I'll use an alchemical fire and blast the fuckers. So we get rid of the eggs.
Yep. You go around, destroy everything.
And I make my way back up to Henry.
Do we think the real Lady Deirdre is in this area? I mean, this cave complex, or is she somewhere else?
How would you know?
I'm asking the rest of the party what they think.
I think she's somewhere else, because if she was here, she would have come and intervened.
Interesting one. And...
Because this is like the other one. This is just another outpost of her devilishness.
And can you see? Do you think she's in communication or watching through the eyes of these clones?
Who can tell?
If you don't mind, I'll take a few minutes because I've got my book of golem creation. And I've got lots of alchemical, you know, things that may have been used to help create it. How is there any clue on this body as to how it's created, or what, you know, do I learn anything about the manufacture by examining the body? Are the organs like those of a baby, or? Is it more golem or zombie?
I appreciate the your background tonight, Dane. You know, it's kind of cavey.
Yes, well,
also like the way you looked around to have a look at it. But of course, you wouldn't see it.
I can't look at it here. I've got the broadcast thingy here. Which is, I can see the effect. That's how I can change it every now and again. Because I don't know if you noticed, that when you're in Brydonforth, I quite often change it to
the pub.
This one.
Oh, it's bleeding through his chest.
Yeah.
He loves Brydonforth so much.
Yeah, that's so strange, isn't it? The colour is funny, isn't it?
You're wearing just the wrong colour of white.
Okay, to you it looks like this is a brand new body. Everything is just too perfect.
Maybe she can only have two. And that this was hastily manufactured when we destroyed the previous one. That must have been bloody quick.
Well, given she was reincarnating people overnight, it's not difficult.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, for her, anyway.
And for her clones. But if she's having to use a portion of herself each time she does it, then in theory, the master is getting weaker.
They're watered down?
Yes.
You would like to think, but...
So,
I'm
if I was to guess...
On Harry Potter, Harry Potter premise. They're all Horcruxes, and once we've killed them all...
Are there any of... Does she have any vials of the resurrection strange potion? Yeah. Actually, so amulet, the last one was +3 natural armor. The scimitar is a +2 keen, if it's exactly the same. I compare them. The leather armor, tastefully styled +3, beast skin, glamour to be nice clothes, vented to party treasure, +3 ring of protection, +3 cloak of resistance, and she had potion of cure critical as well. So, they look identical?
Did she have a potion of mend critical?
No.
No, she wasn't the mend.
She also would have, you know, if there's any weird ass stuff for druid spells, which I don't, you know, components, she would have some of those as well.
Yeah. Do the items look pretty much identical to her last lot? So could I, is it a reasonable guess that the amulet is natural armor? I'll try it out.
It does look exactly the same.
Yeah.
In fact, it looks like it came from the same place.
Okay. And the scimitar?
Yep.
+2 keen?
Well, you don't know that for a fact, but it looks exactly the same as the one you had before.
I hand them both to Wolf. Because who had the scimitar last time?
Isn't it?
Yeah, we hand them both to Wolf and make an assessment. Are they pretty much identical?
Wolf looks at you, looks at the weapons, looks at you again.
How am I going to tell?
Have a few swings of it, tell me. Cut an egg up.
He hands it to Isindel. She can tell you better.
She's used to wielding it. Although I don't think she actually has.
She's tried it out a bit, but not, you know, in serious agony. You're right. I could chop an egg off, top of an egg off, as she says. But that's about it.
Does anybody want a amulet of natural armour, a scimitar of +2, in fact, we sold the ring of +3 protection to Roban, and the cloak of resistance, because they all went into party treasure, apart from the ring of protection. So if anyone wants one, then just yell, because they're ashamed to waste them.
Get Atham to do a cast his magical eye over this equipment when we get back.
Yeah.
Assume it's the same for now, and then worry about it then.
Cool.
Okay, so we got to the bottom of Ant Central.
Probably some areas to look at still.
I'm just filling in the bits you can see. That you could have easily wandered around here.
No, we wandered around. We killed the eggs.
Yeah. We'd have easily done all this.
And I think then we wander back up top again. Because, you know, we came, we saw, we killed. It'd be nice to get into the fresh air, anyway. So, after some time, join Jestix et al.
Like, clamber back out.
Yeah. No problem. I'm searching, and whilst my, detect magic is still on, I'm searching my way out, just in case.
I'm going to say it's 5 o'clock by the time you finish searching the area.
Shall we head back?
Yes, you do find various valuable trinkets, Howard.
Good.
Okay, Freya finds various stuff, and I'll create you some random stuff. 70. Okay? I'm not going to bother doing it now.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be, you know, like, a nice carpet and...
With all this fungus around.
Well, no, she's got a nice little area like over here, which is cleaned up. You know, right. So
She must have some sort of magic, some alchemical lab somewhere. Anyway, yeah. I imagine she had magician.
Some of the stuff, like at the ends, like here and here. Yeah, they look like this is kind of like where she would normally live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's not spotlessly clean, but there is an area with a bed in it, you know, that sort of thing. And these look like an alchemical place and a, you know, a spore and stuff like that. So it's doesn't look to you like she's been here a long time.
So, guys, do you want to press on whilst she, you know, we're two Lady D's down, or do you want to go back to Brindenforth?
We've no idea where to go next.
Well, let's just check.
We didn't go down the other way. Where Wolf is indicating.
We think that's where the annex came from.
We do. Just double check though.
Okay, you get into there, and yes, what you find are some kind of large egg husks. And there's all sorts of weird-ass chemical stuff and a kind of like some kind of ritual stuff that you think might have empowered them with some kind of demonic energy.
I check it all out, gather what we can.
Destroy the rest.
Yes, some kind of like anti-druidic type stuff, you think.
Nice. Do we want to blat back to Brindenforth, or do we blat to her castle?
Well, they're pretty close to each other, but let's go back to Brindenforth.
Because she was meant to turn up today to defend herself against the council, or tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Then a good night's sleep in the pub is in order. Or back at our house. Okay. Where's teleport gone? Okay, I have got two teleports left.
Or we could just walk.
We could
walk. The exercise is good for you.
I got quite a bit of exercise running around on the ceiling. But, okay, it's 5 o'clock. What time is it going to get dark?
I'm afraid of dark. If need be.
If you want to, because the two teleports isn't enough. It'll get you there and back. It won't get us
all
there.
Half seven gets dark, say.
Hmm. Okay, we're not that far away.
It's about 2 hours.
You guys, quickly. Yeah. You guys, it's probably an hour and a bit. For me, it's about 3 hours because I've only got little legs.
Okay, well, I'll scoot us all back then. Well, anybody who wants to go can come back with me.
Yay!
We'll go back. It's just, if we use these teleports, we couldn't all get back anyway.
No, true.
Yeah. Well, I can always overpower one. Yeah,
that's a good idea.
What? Using a sixth instead of a fifth? Yeah, I've got plenty of sixth.
I'll get back with Wolf, because
we can all go back with Wolf.
Yeah.
Because he can do it.
We can walk to the edge of town and then walk the last 100 yards back in.
I need to find a Wending Way location in the town. But now I've thought about it, at some point I will have a look.
We could have a swift lunch at the Bridgerman, and we can go and have a look round.
It's evening now. Well, early evening.
Well, it's 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
By the time you get back, it'll be 5 o'clock.
Yeah, good time. So, time to order a swift lunch.
I'm going to have a wash first, because there's just too much ankle brain on me.
So how did you get back again?
Shadow walk.
Okay, so when you shadow walked shadow walk back to your place if you wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Shadow walk back there, check out the place to make sure how check how many thieves have had to go at my various challenges and traps. Get the guys out of the pit trap, dust them off, tell them off a little, and send them down their way.
I haven't actually put your place on this map yet. I'll do that for next week.
We'll then go and find Aaron Stutt to do his ratify.
His identifier, yeah.
He looks at you like, I've seen this already, haven't I?
No, it's a new set.
Oh. Lady D number two.
Looks exactly the same.
Yeah. And while you're doing it, I want you to look at my hand and tell me if my ring's different.
Roll a knowledge arcane. For Amundstutt.
Okay.
Is there anyone able to heal me? I did take quite a large amount of damage.
Amundstutt.
I took a little bit of a punishment. These guys need to go to a sacred area get their...
But if you were to go off adventuring without your cleric, that's your own problem. Did you take any cure potions with you?
Yes, plenty. And I could drink them, but that would cost party treasure a lot.
He got 46 on the knowledge arcana, and then he'll cure anyone up who can be
cured. Right, he says... These were made in Kalmoshi, these were. There's a place that makes all this sort of stuff. I mean, not this nice actually they might even know someone does that.
Kalmoshi. So
what's
going in? So that's the capital of the Empire.
So she's got a means of getting there to keep stocking yourself up on new magic items. Actually, she seems to have an unlimited supply of money, to be honest.
Well, not necessarily unlimited, but certainly a good amount.
Well, given she's spending hundreds of thousands on spell components for her spells, unlimited.
She does seem to have a large amount, must have a large amount of money. The dress armor, he thinks that it also comes from there, but he doesn't know where. But he thinks you can buy that sort of stuff. Thieves guilds and stuff.
Yes.
Nice.
I also get him to check my ring.
Well... Take three of these. Olive oil, I suggest.
Do you need a special insertion tool, sir?
What does his spell... Does it tell him what magic items they are?
Yeah.
Everything about the magic item, as long as it's not an artifact, I assume?
Yeah.
What was it before?
It was +4, and I tried to make it +5.
It is.
Woohoo!
He's using analyzed aroma.
Yeah, I thought that's what he did. I just double checked.
I'll cross it off.
Did he heal me at all?
Yes, he could say.
Good, he would do, yeah.
So he'll heal at the party.
Ah, thank you.
Well, apart from the vial damage, which hasn't healed yet.
Yeah.
Yes, we need. Yeah, we then need to go get that done, I suppose.
We then need to go to a temple and
cast a potion. It's a glorious temple.
Well, you do know of a glorious stroke.
It doesn't have to be a temple. It could be any temple. It just has to be a moment.
I'm going to be glorious temple.
Okay, so you can go to Shalix's temple to What's the sun god called?
Pelor.
Pelor. Pelor and Glarius. Glarius.
Sun and Moon Temple.
Yep. The cellar is, of course, the moon god's goddess's temple.
Yep.
I don't think there's been a sanctify spell cancer, though.
That's annoying. That's okay. I'll just shift through it to one of Glarius's sanctified areas.
Yep, you can do that.
We can go to the protected one we haven't been to the inside of.
We don't even have to walk there. We can go to our Glarius temple and teleport there.
That's what we're doing.
Perfect. Easy.
Old Ahum can cast Consecrate on the temple.
But that takes hours or days. It's not a 10-minute spell.
You might be right.
It takes like a year of daily consecrate or something to...
Is there a Temple of Jing anywhere near here?
Sometimes there is, sometimes there isn't.
Are you looking for one?
Yeah.
Are you looking for one right now, or are you heading off?
No, I'll head off with the party just because I tag along with them out of interest. And I didn't get any vial damage, but I'm intrigued to see it.
He can't help you. You need to find a cleric of Glarius. He says, I can do it to my river god, but I can't do it for you.
And how long does it take?
A standard action for consecrate. But it's not permanent. It lasts for 2 hours or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you only need that to do it, to do the heals. But it's only if you actually want to do it in the Glarius Temple that you need to go somewhere else.
Well, Bjarni wants to do it in the Glarius Temple.
Shall it?
If you tag along with him, then I can do Lay on Hands to cure you.
I'll tag along, just because accidents happen near you.
It's I'll tag along, because we haven't been there. At least on his side.
Right, so you'll appear in here.
Yeah, in the pool.
No, in the building.
No, that's a pool. You appear in the pool.
Ah, right.
I splash around in the pool.
How deep is the pool?
Hope it's not more than 3 feet. My swimming's craps.
Yeah, it's 3 or 4 feet.
Oops. I'm only 3 foot 3 high.
Ah, that's okay. We'll stand on your head to get out.
And I have no swimming ability.
Even better.
Yeah. So you splash into that, and Freya, of course, is immediately stunned by the idea that she's now suddenly sinking in water. So she has to be dragged out, and she's probably...
No, what not that bad. I do have the ring of, what do you call it? So,
Featherfall.
Adaption, or the, what's it, some adaption?
Necklace.
You actually was on now.
That's what I normally worn, yes.
Okay. That's no problem.
Hang on, let me just double check. So I kept keeping note of which ones I'm swapping in. But that is the normally worn, I think. Where is that?
I thought it was the necklace of...
The plus one armor has been over... Oh.
Right, you're there and you can do the healing if you wish.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've still got, I think, 9 lay on hands, which should cover... everybody's vile damage quite easily.
Well, it's only you and me, and I've got 15.
Yeah, I have 27, I think. Yeah.
Right, what do you want to do next after you've done that?
I think spend the night in Biddenford and see if this woman turns up at his meeting tomorrow.
You're huge, Jestix.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, well, I'm going to call it an end there then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so I'm also going to spend the night trying a bit more alter reality. I want to practice this as much as I can, see if I can make it quicker.
Can you look around town first for this hall?
Sorry, Pete, say that again.
He wants me to see if I can find a Wending Way portal in the in Biddenport. I'll wander around a bit and see if I can.
Okay. You need to concentrate. Make willpower saves, if I remember rightly.
Yep.
Make me 3 willpower saves, just.
To give you an idea. That's a 28, a 32, and a 36.
Yeah.
Actually, No, that's right. Yeah, they are that.
So, you're reasonably certain there is nothing near your manor house.
Yep.
There's nothing close to the Bridgeman.
Yep.
And I'll say that you don't think there's anything near Shalix's temple.
Okay. It's an ongoing project. At some point, we'll find one somewhere in town.
Yeah.
Somebody's basement, probably.
Yeah. So, if you can imagine the kind of like that hex size there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're pretty certain there's nothing in that hex, for example.
Yeah. So, there's a lot of time to cover.
Yeah.
Take a while.
Ongoing project. Like it.
Lady D has not made an appearance in town while you've been away.
Good to know.
Anything else that's been happening?
Town Council's Lady Rochelle de Barre?
Sorry, what was Tim saying? And then I'll answer her.
The paladin and the lady who wanted to be.
Lady Rochelle.
They have been ingratiating themselves with the populace.
Good.
How?
Like wandering around the market square buying stuff. Oh, you're a trader, are you? You've been doing that long.
give me a dozen whatever he's selling.
Yes. Oh, this is a very fine shop. Yes. By recommendation of the Duchess. Yes. I can then. That sort of stuff. Your cheese is very tasty. Yes. This is the Countess's cheese. Yes, we'll order several wheels of that.
By appointment to the Countess.
Yeah. So she's basically spent the afternoon trying to improve her status, like Freya is probably trying to do too.
Exactly right. I do, yeah. So I will tell a few, not tall tales, a few truthful tales of derring do and how fabulous. The epic Bjarni and Wulf are. Right.
Is there anything
your team
party want to do with the rest of today?
What? Eat, drink, and be merry. Buy rent, boys.
Yep.
Don't you mean rent, boys?
Man, I pay. I think I want to own their asses.
In a more reflective mood. And he'll just sort of drink quietly.
Stare at his own reflection in the beer.
Yeah, so red boys, good food, and a bath.
Yeah. So I'm just going to move the clock forward to 118 for next time. So is there anything?
And then I'll have a bath in the sand pit. The moment midnight passes, I'm bathing in the sand pit.
Just so that there's a bit of, you know, dun-dun-dun. She doesn't turn up.
There's a surprise.
Okay. There's a bit of outrage, blah, blah, blah.
A right to have a cast is revoked, but that means nothing whatsoever.
Yes, yes. There's a great stomping off to the castle. We go to get her out of that castle.
There's
a magical barrier around the castle.
Oh, I'll. Fantastic. I'll go along.
The castle looks finished.
Wow.
It's finished. Wow. Illusional.
So we can reverse time and do a little bit more detail if you want, or you can just attack the castle next time.
I want that castle. I think that castle would be an ideal place to live. So I think we should liberate the castle. What do you think, guys?
The castle has been very close to being finished for quite some time. But it seems that whilst you've been away, it's finished.
So that means that the elementals who were doing it are now free to work on the town walls as we commissioned them.
I think they were summoned by her, weren't they?
Yeah, we tried to commission them. I don't think they agreed to it.
I think they agreed to negotiate about it after you spoke to their foreman.
But I don't think they actually agreed to do it until they finished the castle. And now they've finished the castle, so now they'll negotiate if they're still there.
Yeah, well, that's who I'm trying to find.
Yeah. But anyway, that's where we are at the moment. So
don't worry about
there'll be a lot of screaming and shouting in the gathering hall about the fact that she's not turned up, and then you want to stop and go and see this gossip. So,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
Maybe 2 weeks' time. Yeah.
2 weeks time. Okay.
Yep. See you all in 2 weeks time.
Where are you going on your cruise, Dave?